Okay, this is the final parak in Hilchos Matan and Mishkav Moshe, parak Gimel. And again, the Rambam will continue with some final lachos as far as the status of someone who's an Amoritz and touching a Kelim. Lachala Kohen Shatir Kelo Vagasizu. Let's say a Kohen made his Kelim, his vessels, pure for the upcoming wine pressing season. Yinichon the Gasava, but then he set them aside for next wine pressing season. Harei Ilubachas Kasam. So they retain their status of being Torah. She'en amei aretz nogim b'kelim l'shakohen zeh, right? She'en b'sof gito meishu ochol taros. So in general, we assume that an am aretz, an unlearned Jew, will not touch any of the kelim that belong to the kohen that are within his wine press area, because we know he eats foods that are Torah. Aval shel Yisrael, but if it belonged to a non-Jew, a regular Jew, tmeos, the tame, ashiyomer belibi hayalishmor am aretz shikanes l'gash lo yivakelim. So he has to qualify and say, in order for it to remain Torah, that I always intended to guard my kalim in the wine press from an amaretz from touching them. Okay, lach base harotze lasos yeno b'tahara b'umnin ameharetz harizel matkel at a botrim. Let's say someone wants to make wine that is definitely tahor, but he has to use workers, let's say, or experts in winemaking, but are amaretzim. He has to make sure that those who harvest the grapes go to the mikvah first. V'chenim haya ose shemen matkel at a dumen. So too. If what do you call it, those who work in the, if he wants to hire workers to help him harvest and press olives, they have to go to the mikvah as well. Sarach lamod al umnim ach yitulu b'fanav. You have to stand over these workers to make sure they go to the mikvah. Shrei enon yodim milchot tzvila b'chatzitza, because they don't really know the lachas of going to the mikvah and foreign bodies that might be on them to prevent them from yotze. Yotze chutzah pesach beis abad. Right. Let's say the workers left the entrance of the olive press. V'nifnu achori hageder. And they went outside, let's say, to basically defecate on the other side of the fence, the chazru, and they come back. Then hariyel b'tarasam, we still assume they're tahor. Now, ad kama yachiku, until how far can they go, the hem taharin, and they're still considered tahor? Ad kadesh lo yisas remainav, until he is hidden from the chavir's eyes. In this remainav, but if they are hidden from his eyes, we can't see them. Chazru tumasam, they go back to being tamei, ad shiad bilam, pan macheres, unless they go to the mikvah again, v'yarev shimshan, and they wait until nightfall. Right. Let's say you find tumah either with the olive oil, the oil workers, or the grape workers. They find tumah. Neman and Lomar, they're trusted to say, "Lo naganu, we didn't touch it." The chaim b'dinogu shalhan, as well as their children, if they also say, "We didn't touch the wine or the oil." Alachadad hametar es habedadin. If someone goes ahead and what do you call it, has the workers from the olive press become Torah, b'nichus the beisalad and not land. And he brings them into the vat and closes the door. Ima yusham kelim shenitmu midras, eder kelim that became tamei through midras. Hari beis avad kul tamei, the entire olive press is tamei. Shema nagubos on kelim, maybe touch those kelim. Vafilu ra osam mikodem, even if they stole them from before, nisarim osam kelim, they're warned from these kelim, neitum asam because they're tamo. Hari beis avad tamei, still the olive press is tamei. Shema hisitu, because maybe they moved. Vehein medamin shein hamesa tamei, and they don't know, or they assume that what it called moving objects doesn't what it called is not tame as a result. Shein amaretz bekim b'tumas hesed, because hesed, as the Rambam was explained previously, an amaretz is not an expert in the halachas of tumas hesed, of tumah of moving things. Halacha hey, hayu chamarav upo'olav taonin taros. Okay, so let's say the chaver has people who ride donkeys and others who help load packages. So let's say they're doing this with food that's tahor. Bovin lefanov, and they're walking in front of him. Api yishi fligu yoser emel. Even if they are more than a mile ahead of him, hare elu taros atar v'shehen bechesta shu shaman, because we assume that he's watching over them. They mefachten liga, they're afraid to touch. Omrim achshav yavo shehu yavo achena, because maybe they'll say he's going to come because he's following after us. Avayim amar lehem tzu, but if he says to them what he called go and I'll follow you, vani abu achrechem kemech niskasim enav. Once he can't see them anymore, then hare in tmeos, they are. It's all considered tamei. Sorry about that. Halacha, one second. Halacha above. Okay, chaver shahaya lavush b'chaluk v'atuf b'talas. Okay, so let's say a chaver is wearing an inner coat, so to speak, and something outside, like an outer cloak. U'mahalech, and he's walking. V'amar, and he says, "Believe me, I lishma z'chaluk." And he says, "I'm gonna take very, very careful. I'm being very careful about the inner garment." V'aisi nizrabo v'hisachti daitim b'talas. But even though I was careful about the inner garment, I wasn't as careful insofar as keeping an eye on the outer garment. We say is that the chaluk remains tahor, And the talis, the outer garment, is tame. Shema nagav amaretz, because maybe the amaretz touched it. Hayosak seifo magiv b'sochasal. Let's say he has a basket on his shoulder, and inside the basket is, let's say, some sort of like shovel, something like that. Vamar, he says to himself, "Believe I lishmar sasal, lishmar the magrifa, and my I intended to basically guard both the basket and the let's say rake that's inside. Midavar matame, from that become tame. Avalo midavar aposla, but not from something that makes it puzzle. Hasal tar v'magrifa tameya. So the sal, the basket, remains tar, but that which is inside, meaning the let's say rake, becomes tame. The whole truma shabas sal psula, and any truma that might be in there with the rake is puzzle. The name of magrifa tameya. Because the rake that's pasul, that makes all the ochel inside pasul from truma. Let's say a chaver is using a barrel and he's tar and he assumes that what's inside is regular food. Then finds it afterwards is truma. Even though it's tahara, why is it asur b'achila? Because maybe someone who went to the mikvah that day but didn't wait till nightfall touched it. That causes pasul and truma. The tar b'chulin kumashir is bar, but it's still when, and we'll see this later on when it comes to halakha foods. If it's tar, if it's a chulin, it still remains tar. Benodoma mishmar truma and mishmar chulin, and the what are called guarding truma is not the same as guarding regular food. Vimamar believe me, he says believe me, I had in my heart ayal shomra to keep an eye on it. I feel midavar apostle even for something that passes it. Then a reason b'taras b'chilah it's motor eat. Nischavulo kelim shal Shabbos or kelim shal chol. Let's say he switches his Shabbos clothes with his weekday clothes. With love shani, puts them on nitzmo their tummy. Sheino mishamer kelim shal chol kelim Shabbos, because the person doesn't keep an eye on his weekday clothes like he does the Shabbos clothes. Ma'aseh b'shtein ashim chaveros. So there was a story where two wives of two chaverim whose clothes became exchanged. Shenischavul lahen kleim beveitz merchatz. They switched their clothing in the sauna, the shvitz. Uba Maisa lifnei chachamim. This came for the chachamim. The Tamil call. They said everything's chachamim. I feel nafla malfarta imena. Even if one's scarf fell, and ba'amar lechaver, she said to the chaver, it's not li. Give it to me. The nafsala, give it to her. Nitmeis. Why is it tamei? Gzeira shemi dena la'amaretz. Because maybe an amaretz gave it. O shaloya chaver meshamer. Maybe the chaver wasn't really careful with it. Shein other meshamer kalim. Shein other shalo. Kekelab. A person doesn't watch other kalim like he watches his own. Elimkin hodiya shesamach love. Unless he knows that you are relying on him. Let's say a chaver dies, v'niach taharos, he leaves tahar food, harei il taharos, they remain tahar. V'niach kelim, if he leaves, let's say, kelim, let's say clothes, whatever, and now rei in tzmein, why they tamei? Shani omer, shema nitmo, right? Because maybe I'll say that they became tamei, v'hizal lehem b'shlishi, and he sprinkled water up to purify them on the third, v'lo hizal lehem b'shvi, but not in the seventh. Oh, or shema hizal lehem b'shvi, or he did it on the seventh, but dain lo hitfil, and they weren't put in the mikvah. Oh, shema hizal lehem b'shvi, or maybe he didn't sprinkle any water on the seventh day at all. Finally, Allah ches mish amrlo aid echad nitzmu. Let's say a witness tells someone else, your foods are what it called are that were tahara tame. Okay, nitzmu tahara secha, right? The hala shosek, and the guy who owns it doesn't say a word. Harei zenema, he's believed are in tameis and therefore they're tame. Vemechishu, but if he contradicts him and fights back, v'amr lo nitzmu, he says not tame. Harei becheskatsam nashidish name. They retain the original status until you have two aidim. Let's say a person is working with someone else with either foods of the Torah or with korbanos, and after time he finds him, and he says to him, at the time that I touched those which are Torah that we did together, nitzmo, and then the korbanos I did with you, I had the wrong intention on. He's believed. Let's say he met him. He didn't say anything. Then he met him a second time, and then he said to him, what he said before, in the above. Then, since the time in between, is not believed, and the foods remain tahor, and the korbanos remain kasher. That ends Hilchos Metame Mishkav Umoshav. We will continue tomorrow.